Communication considerations. Generally defined, communication is the two-way process of creating and sending messages and receiving feedback with the goal of influencing the opinions, actions, and decisions of the intended audience. Management of communications is a cornerstone of effective leadership and management. Managing communications involves collecting data and information from the various parts of the supply chain or supply chain project team members, creating discussion guidelines and formal reports, selecting communications media, and distributing the information to the right people at the right times. Stakeholders have different needs, preferences, styles, levels of expertise, and cultural backgrounds, so supply chain managers should adapt their communication styles appropriately. Customizing your communications shows respect and sensitivity, makes the message more effective, and encourages greater stakeholder engagement and positivity. Well-planned and well-delivered communications therefore require gathering and using stakeholders' communication requirements. The ability to communicate quickly, succinctly, and accurately can be helped or hindered by the abundance and diversity of available data or information. It is easy to overload your audience with too much information. The capability to develop is to know what information needs to be communicated for the given purpose and audience. Ask yourself, what does your audience need? How does the subject of your communication fulfill the audience's need? How can you make the benefits of the presentation clear to the audience? We will examine how communication occurs as well as the importance of context in influencing the success of a communications management plan. Communication process and dimensions. A basic communication process occurs for all types of communications. This could be one-on-one talks, a presentation to multiple people, or technology-enabled communications. The intent is always the accurate transfer of information between individuals or groups. Exhibit 6-21 shows the elements in the communication process. Exhibit 6-21. Basic communication process. The following are the key elements in the communication process. Sender. The sender is the one with ideas, requests, or information to convey. Message. This is the subject matter that goes through an encoding process to translate the sender's information into written, verbal, and/or nonverbal gestures. Medium. The medium is the pathway for the message. It could be oral, conversation, presentation, written, memo, newsletter, nonverbal, a stern look, sign language, and/or electronic, email, video chat, social media. Some media are better for formal, for example, expected level of decorum, and/or official, for example, on the record, communications. And some are better for informal / non-official communications, for example, text messages. Similarly, working horizontally with peers may require different media than when working vertically up or down in the organization. External parties like suppliers, customers, or regulators also fit into a formal or de facto horizontal / vertical communication hierarchy that will influence choice of media. In-person media tend to have both verbal and nonverbal information, and so can convey a richer message than media that omit nonverbal information. Video conferencing can somewhat compensate for this deficiency. Exhibit 6-22 illustrates these various dimensions of communication. Exhibit 6-22. Communication dimensions. Source: Holmes Corporation. Used with permission. Receiver: The receiver is the intended audience, who decodes or interprets the message in light of previous experiences or frames of reference. Filters: A filter is any factor influencing how the communication is received or interpreted. Filters include emotional states, mood, individual perceptions, experience, and culture. Because of filters, a message may not be received at all. Noise. Noise is anything that distorts a message. Noise includes background sounds, another person trying to interrupt, or distractions that prevent the receiver from paying attention or understanding the communication. It can also be electronic distortions that corrupt a phone line, file, or program. Acknowledgement. The receiver acknowledges receipt of the message in a medium, but this does not necessarily imply comprehension or agreement. Feedback. Feedback is the verbal or nonverbal reply or reaction to the message. It expresses the receiver's understanding of the message. Feedback lets the sender assess whether or not the message has been received as intended. Feedback is the key to this model. While filters and noise can get in the way of communication being successful, insisting on getting acknowledgement and especially feedback as appropriate is the communicator's method of making messages fail-safe. Attention to the recipient's feedback will signal if there is comprehension. If needed, the sender can revise the message and repeat the communication process. Communication management plans. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a communication management plan as a document that describes the communications needs and expectations within a project, including format, dates, locations, and responsibilities. These plans are especially important in supply chain projects since stakeholders may come from diverse areas or organizations, and using a plan can help encourage them to engage. In smaller projects, this plan could be brief, especially if few stakeholders are involved. The following describes the steps in creating a communication management plan. Identify target audience, S. Planning communications starts with determining the target audience. Due diligence regarding the who, what, when, why, where, and how of communications can help avoid delayed communications, misinterpreted messages, or incorrect audiences. Efficient and effective communication will provide no more and no less information than the receiver needs to avoid the key points being buried in irrelevant data. Managing stakeholder relationships is crucial to a communications plan. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines stakeholder relationship management as addressing and managing the competing priorities, needs, and concerns of internal and external stakeholders in a proactive and sustained manner, resulting in decreased cost and enhanced stakeholder acceptance or buy-in. A kickoff meeting is a good time to gather communication preferences from stakeholders, including preferred communication types, media, formality, and formats, information needs, analyzing RACE-C, responsible, accountable, consult, and inform, and organizational charts can also provide information on how to structure your communications. RACE-C charts spell out who needs to do each task, responsible, which one person will answer to its success or failure, accountable, who needs to be given a chance to review the information, consult, and who simply needs to be told about what's going on, inform. Organization culture and policy can also influence communication strategies. There may be guidance on how to communicate with internal staff and for contractor, public, and media interactions. Good questions to ask regarding the level of information to present include, is the subject matter relevant for the person in this role? Is the level of technical detail appropriate? Is the level of complexity sufficient to succeed in the assigned activities? Is any confidential information being disclosed? And if so, is it necessary and are appropriate precautions/approvals being taken? It is important not to underestimate informal communications, as these often motivate people and keep them informed. Identify communication channel, S. Communications channels refer to the number of potential two-way interactions that can occur between stakeholders. These are important because they indicate the relative complexity of communications. The greater the number of stakeholders, the higher the number of possible lines of communication, and the more careful the manager and team must be to ensure thorough communication of issues. As complexity increases, so do the risks of communication failures. However, when the number of authorized representatives is reduced, complexity can also be reduced. Each representative communicates with a subteam. Create message, S. A clear purpose is important. It addresses why you are communicating and what you want to accomplish. Are you hoping to influence attitudes or achieve consensus? Do you want the audience to make a decision or take action? Crafting an understandable message involves tailoring the message to the audience. With a clear picture of the intended audience, ask yourself questions such as, does the audience need background information, and if so, how much? What aspects of the topic matter to them? What information would be distracting, confusing, for example, jargon, or irrelevant? Are there specific benefits for audience members? Why should the topic be of interest to the audience? If the intention is to persuade, how difficult will that be for the given audience? How much does the audience already know about the topic? Different audiences may require different information, so vary your messages accordingly. For example, for a new supply chain process, financial information is useful to the board and senior management. Staff members need to know their own role and the roles of persons with whom they will need to interact. When selecting an appropriate delivery method, consider factors such as physical constraints, size of the audience, how dispersed audience members are, time zones, and the technology and resources available. Urgency, whether the message is routine, important, critical, or time-sensitive. Cost, cost constraints, image and brand considerations. Message distribution, the number and makeup of the receivers. Security/privacy/sensitivity considerations, any legal, risk, professional, or proprietary aspects. preference, for example, a telephone call in lieu of an email or vice versa. Need for retention slash retrieval, whether the information should be retained and for how long, plus the methods for storing, maintaining, and disposing of the data. An inappropriate medium choice or incorrect recipients can dilute the message's intent, lead to indifference and confusion, or create many other problems. Good medium choices, on the other hand, can grab people's attention and encourage conversation. Ensure understanding slash gather feedback. Feedback is essential in communication, so you know whether the recipient has understood the message in the way you intended, and whether he or she agrees with the message. Getting feedback from customers and suppliers regarding communications is essential to ensuring smooth supply chain operations. In face-to-face communication, observe nonverbal cues and respond to feedback. If not a face-to-face communication, follow up on queries and feedback received to help determine communication utility. Ask and answer questions to assess if the intended meaning equals the perceived meaning. Make clarifying points as needed. Then repeat the feedback process to ensure understanding of the clarifications. Do not neglect lessons learned through feedback. Consider what you will do differently next time, act on good feedback as feasible, and maintain an attitude of openness to feedback. Failure to do so may harm your credibility and give people a disincentive to provide constructive feedback in the future. Close the loop. The final step in any communication plan is to ensure that communications are continually monitored for completeness, accuracy, and tone. It is also important to monitor the release and timing of messages. This may even include involving the legal department for any messages intended for consumption by the general public.